And our next speaker is going to be Mr. Tobias Kuhn. And if you can click on the slide that says Kuhn.
Here's Tobias Kuhn. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Loud and clear.
Okay, my voice is okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm Tobias Kuhn, I'm from the University of Zurich, and I will talk about AceWiki. Slide 2, please. Okay, so AceWiki is, we can say, a new kind of semantic wiki with the goals of achieving good usability, even for completely untrained people, like people that are just passing by AceWiki. Such people should be able to understand the formal content of AceWiki and in the ideal case also be able to modify and extend the content of the formal content of the wiki. Still, we want to achieve high expressivity, so we want to say things that you can express in OWL, for example, and even beyond. And in order to achieve those goals, we use controlled English to write the articles in our wiki. So the content of the wiki is controlled English. Slide 3, please. So the controlled English we are using is attempt to controlled English, or ACE. It's controlled English that has been developed at the University of Zurich during the last years or even decades. And the general idea is to take a subset of English and to control it in a way to put restrictions on it so that it can be translated automatically and unambiguously into first-order logic, and from there we can transform it into OWL, Swirl, and several other languages. From the English perspective, we support quite a wide range of natural English constructs. You can find a list here of some of them, just to show that compared to other controlled natural languages, we support a quite rich subset of English. Slide 4, please. So here we see a screenshot of the AceWiki web interface. As you can see, it looks more or less like a common wiki interface. What's shown here is an article about continents, and the content of this article is written in our controlled English in ACE. So those sentences, every continent is an area, every continent is a part of the Earth. They look completely like natural English, but in fact, this is a formal language, and in the background, it's translated into first OWL logic and then into OWL, and this is then used by the built-in reasoner to do reasoning with the complete content of the wiki. So in contrast to IKEWiki, that was just shown before, the actual articles are formal. So we are not using kind of meta statements, but we write articles in a formal language, in a formal semantic language. We can also have questions in our language, and those questions in the wiki are then automatically answered by the built-in reasoner. So you can see here the question, what is a continent? And we get 7 or so answers from the content of the wiki. Next slide, please. So we are now on slide 5 for those who are not using this online desktop. AceWiki uses 5 kinds of words, 5 types of word classes. Ace itself supports even more, but we are using only those here. First, proper names are used for to denote individuals, like Switzerland, Bob Dylan, for example. I have to say that all words have to be defined before they can be used. So, before one can use such a word like Switzerland, one has to say this is a proper name, and from then on, it can be used only as a proper name. Then, nouns are used to represent classes, like country, person. Then, for binary relations or properties, we have 3 different possibilities to represent them in the wiki, which is first transitive verbs, like owns or contains, then of constructs, like part of, friend of, And finally, what we call transitive adjectives, like located in and used for. So, as examples. Next slide, please. Can you hear me? Yeah, right. Okay. So now you're on slide 6. As I mentioned already, AceWiki includes an owl reasoner, but Ace itself is more expressive than owl, so we can say things like no country borders every country, which cannot be expressed in owl, but it can be expressed in Ace, and it can be expressed in AceWiki, and we can translate it into first order logic. And I don't want to restrict myself to owl in AceWiki. Maybe in the future, we want to use another reasoner, or we want to use a rule engine or whatever. And so I still want to support such statements, but we cannot do reasoning with it at the moment because we have only an owl reasoner behind the scenes. And so in order to make this clear to the user, we just use this red icon in front of the sentence. So otherwise it's blue, which means used for reasoning. And in those cases, it's red and means cannot be used for reasoning. The reasoner is used for various tasks. I will now show some more, like give some more details about it. We do consistency checking, individual classification, clause hierarchy extraction, and query answering. Slide 7, please. So the most important one is consistency checking. So each time when a new sentence is added, immediately after the user clicked OK to add it to the wiki, then it's checked whether it is in conflict with the rest of the wiki content. And if this is the case, then it's first a warning message is shown to the user, and secondly it's then displayed in this red font to indicate to the user this is inconsistent and it's not going to be used for reasoning. Such statements can later be reasserted when the rest of the ontology has changed, or they can be deleted or whatever. And this is very important because if we don't have a consistent ontology, then reasoning doesn't make any sense, so we cannot do reasoning actually. And this is a problem that other semantic wikis do not have because their semantic languages are simply not expressive enough, or they are not using a level of expressivity where inconsistency can occur. Slide 8, please. Okay, I've shown before already that we can also state questions in Ace, which are used as queries in AceWiki. So at the moment only such inline queries in the article themselves are allowed, which are then in the article answered by the reasoner, as you have seen before on the screenshot. Here's some more examples. Slide 9, please. And now there's one missing thing, so to say. We believe that Ace sentences and controlled English sentences in general are very easy to understand because they look familiar, they look like natural English, so it's actually very easy to understand, to read and understand them. But writing such sentences is much more complicated because we have restrictions on the language. It's a controlled English, not a natural English, and those restrictions have to be considered when writing such sentences. And so we have to handle this problem somehow. And in AceWiki, we provide a predictive editor that shows the user step by step what words or short phrases he can use next in the sentence. So the editor looks ahead in the grammar and sees what can follow next. The next slide, number 10, shows now a screenshot of this editor. So here the partial sentence every area is, this has already been entered by the user, and now at this point the editor shows what kind of words can be added here. So one can add A, then it will be every area is A. One can add a proper name like Africa or a passive verb. One can refer to the area. So every area is the area. Doesn't make much sense in this particular sentence. But in general, we can refer to objects introduced earlier in the sentence. We can also have variables which are not so natural, but still quite understandable. Slide 11, please. Sorry? 4 minutes or?
Five
minutes. Okay, that's plenty of time. Okay, actually, I'm already almost done. Some technical details. ASRIC is currently in its alpha stage, so I guess it's not yet ready to be used in real-world applications. We use the reasoner palette in the background, but yeah, this is not very important actually, so it could be changed easily. The ontology can be exported in AL2 format through the interface. We make use of modern Ajax technologies by applying the very nice Echo Web Framework, which allows to write such applications simply in Java in a very nice way. And there are important features that are still missing. That's why we call it an alpha version. So, for example, history undo facility, of course, it's crucial for a real-world wiki. User management, ontology import, this is not yet possible. So far we focused on features that are interesting from a scientific point of view, and those things have been done and are not so interesting from that point of view. If you are interested in that and want to contribute or whatever, all the tools or most of the tools are available under LGPL license, so everyone who wants to cooperate or just reuse it is invited to do so. Slide 12, please. Okay, in order to find out whether AceWiki is easy to use or not, we did a small-scale usability experiment, and we recruited some participants, and we told them that they should add general and verifiable knowledge to such an AceWiki instance. Without receiving any kind of instructions how to deal with the interface. And then we checked those statements and we found out that 80% of the created sentences were correct and sensible, so it made sense to state those statements and they were correct in the real world. And even more interesting, 61% of those correct sentences contains negation or implication or both. So that they were not just simple like Bob Dylan is a musician sentences, but they were quite complicated, most of them. Okay, I think this was almost the last slide. The next one, yeah, that's it. If you want to have more information, please visit the AceWiki page, and thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much. Very interesting discussion.